smell, one of the five senses that often gets overlooked. In today's monologue, I, Jackie Corbin, will be discussing the importance of smell in sexual behavior in rodents and drawing comparisons to sexual behavior in humans. I will be attempting to gauge how similar the role of odor is in human and rodent sex behavior and ultimately debating whether or not I should start paying attention to smells more often. There are two regions of interest that are crucial to review prior to diving into today's topic, the vomeronasal organ and the main olfactory system. From the words olfactory and nasal, you may be able to gather that these are related to odors and the nose. The vomeronasal organ is located in the nasal cavity. It contains sensory neurons that can detect non-volatile chemical cues. Non-volatile refers to a chemical's inability to convert from either a solid or liquid to a gas. Thus, direct physical contact with the source of the odor is required for the sensory neurons of this region to detect these cues. Examples of these odorants include skin secretions, urine, or scent marks. The vomeronasal organ projects to the accessory olfactory bulb, and from there, information projects to the brain. In comparison to the vomeronasal organ, the main olfactory system processes information about concentration, quality, and identity of a broad range of volatile chemical stimuli. These stimuli are known as odorants, and they interact with receptor neurons in the olfactory epithelium, which lines the inside of the nose. The olfactory system plays a major role in categorizing different odorants that we inhale at any given time. Axons project from here to the main olfactory bulb, which projects information from the nose to the brain. It projects to a variety of locations within the brain, including the amygdala, hypothalamus, and orbitofrontal cortex, where it plays a role in memory, learning, and emotion. An important volatile chemical stimuli are pheromones. Now, the first time I heard this word, I heard it in a context where if a person releases pheromones, they're releasing some chemical message that makes people instantly attracted to them, even if they wouldn't normally be. While this isn't exactly true, pheromones are produced and released by one organism into the environment, impacting the behavior of receiving organisms. These organisms must, however, be of the same species. Pheromones can convey information about a variety of topics, the presence of food, presence of a threat, location of an animal. But in regards to sexual behavior, pheromones can also convey information about sexual attraction, courtship, and more. Rodents are of particular interest because they use both the vomeronasal organ and main olfactory system to distinguish the sex, reproductive status, social status, and kinship of other animals. A group of researchers decided to investigate the importance of these two regions in mate recognition and sexual behavior in female mice. To do this, they used adult female mice and housed them individually in a climate-controlled room. They had the air pressure higher than normal to avoid the inflow of any odors from outside of the room. They ensured that the female mice were not exposed to any male-derived odors, except for when they were being tested. Before testing, however, they needed to inhibit the main olfactory system's ability to function in half the mice. To do this, they treated the mice with an intranasal application of either 10% zinc sulfate solution or a saline solution. The 10% zinc sulfate solution destroyed the olfactory receptor cells, while the saline solution served as a control. With half the mice being unable to use their main olfactory system, the researchers presented different scenarios and compared how the zinc sulfate treated mice acted with the saline treated mice. Sparing the specifics of the scenarios, the researchers found that the zinc sulfate-treated females had no odor preference, while the saline-treated females preferred the intact male odors. They also found that the zinc sulfate-treated mice had a lower lordosis quotient by nearly 50%. Thus, the main olfactory system was determined to be used to localize and identify the sex and endocrine states and conspecifics on the basis of their volatile odors. Additionally, they concluded that the reduction in sexual receptivity could be directly related to any main olfactory inputs, emphasizing the necessity of having an intact main olfactory system. Here to chat with me about this is Ravenel Davis. Hi, Rav.
Hey, Jackie. Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks for joining us today. Now, you've read the paper. Care to share your thoughts on the importance of the MOE?
Absolutely. I think those main takeaways of the paper that you talked about really indicated how important smell is in sexual behavior for mice. I was shocked to learn that without having a functioning main olfactory system, their lordosis quotient decreased by nearly 50%, but but that just goes to show you how critical the MOE is for mice.
It's interesting that you say for mice, and that actually leads me right into my next question. Do you think this research could translate well in humans?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's definitely some value to this research, but humans don't typically incorporate smell first when thinking about sexual behavior, right? Humans definitely go off of sight over smell, so I'm not sure how applicable this research would be, honestly.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. I'm not sure either, but thank you so much for your input. I appreciate it.
Of course. Thanks for chatting.
Hearing from a peer who is knowledgeable about this research and topic is incredibly insightful. However, it's always important to get the general public's opinion. So, in my free time, I did just that. I asked some of my friends two questions. First, I asked if there are any scents or smells they find particularly pleasing. I recorded these responses.
Japanese cherry blossom.
Rose and vanilla.
Tree farm. A candle by Five Below.
I would say the mahogany teakwood scent from Bath and Body Works.
Like teakwood or sandalwood, always love that. And also I have like a rose épicé, which in French is like spiced rose. It smells really good. And then I also love like a nice like pine or like pine tree.
Altoids, curiously strong mint cinnamon flavor.
I enjoy the smell of flowers or like a fresh baked good.
Soft soap, milk, and golden honey.
After hearing an intriguing set of answers, I followed up by asking if they felt those smells were necessary for them to be smelling, for them to be able to engage in sexual behavior, or if they felt it would enhance their sexual experience. Their responses were as follows.
No, it's not necessary, and no, it does not enhance.
I think it would enhance it. I need to try it out.
No, I do not think the smell is necessary, but I do think it would enhance the experience.
I don't think I need it, but it might be able to enhance.
All right, so I would say that it's not necessary for my sexual experience, but I would say it's definitely would be enhancing. Like, I feel like if someone smells super bad, that's also a turnoff inversely, but I feel like a nice candle, a nice cologne would always add to the experience.
No, I don't need this the scent to have sex. And the second is that I don't think it will enhance the experience.
I don't think I need to smell them, but I feel like there's a reason why like flowers are a popular option to like give to significant others. So I think it's like nice and it like makes me think about like a person I would want to sleep with, but like not necessarily need to have sex.
No, I don't think it's necessary. And I don't think it would enhance the experience, because it smells too much like my aunt's home.
I walked away from these conversations with the overall conclusion that while people may enjoy smells, they do not seem to play as critical as a role in sex behavior in humans as they do in rodents. I realized that while animals as a comparative model for sex behavior is beneficial in some aspects, like potentially studying brain activity, not everything can translate, like the impacts of odorants in sex behavior. Thank you so much for tuning into this week's episode. Stay tuned for next week when we discuss another sense, sound, and the impacts of pitch of voice on sex behavior.